Welcome back to another episode of Jesus and Coffee. If it's your first time here, thanks for joining. If you are a returning sipper, hey friend, make sure you share this with those you love because there's something good in this for them too. All right, today we're going to talk about this one time that I had got an attitude with the world, child. I was mad at my job. I was mad at my children. I was mad at everybody. I just wanted to disappear, right? You ever had that moment where everybody got on your last nerve and you just wish you could just bewitch yourself to another place? That's how I was feeling. I was really frustrated and burnt out. And so I decided I would go up to Crowder's Mountain. It's a mountain in North Carolina, and I was just going to go hiking, right? I had been there before, so I was familiar with it, but this time I wanted to go alone. So I got in my car, drove to North Carolina, to Crowder's Mountain, parked the car and got out and just started walking. And I'll be honest with you, I felt good. You know, I felt good to be in nature. I always feel better when I remove myself from like the world and just get into the simple things. So going up the mountain, I felt good, you know, a little tired because I'm a big girl and I was hiking, child, but it was doing me some good. So I get up to the top of the mountain and it's so beautiful and the scenery is just so amazing. It's worth every bit of sweat and every heavy breath that I had to take to get up there. So as I'm sitting there looking over the mountain, I hear this dad say to his daughter, "We better start going. It's going to get dark soon." And I was thinking to myself, it's bright out here. It had to be like, I don't know, 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I was like, it is daylight. It's not going to get dark soon. Like, we'll be down at the bottom of the mountain way before it gets dark, right? So I sit up there a couple more minutes and then I start walking down. So I'm walking and I'm about halfway down the mountain and I get to this fork and I'm like, I don't remember which way I'm supposed to go. And there was a couple with a dog that veered off to the left. And I thought to myself, I feel like I'm supposed to go right, right? So I went to the right and la la la, I'm going down this trail by myself, really not too much company on this trail. But I'm walking and I start noticing it's getting dark. And I'm like, bro, it feels like I've been walking a long time. And it is getting dark. Like, I can see the sky through the trees and the sky looks pretty bright, but the forest is starting to get a little bit dark. I keep walking and it's getting darker and darker. And now it's pitch black. There is no light in a forest. And if you've ever been hiking at night, the forest gets so much darker than the rest of the world because it has no light. It's just dark. So I turn my cell phone flashlight on so that I could at least light the steps in front of me, right? And as I'm walking, I'm thinking to myself, oh, this is not going to be good. Not only am I not sure I'm on the right path, my battery is in the yellow on my cell phone. I don't have any food. I'm running out of water and I'm here all alone. And if you've ever been in a forest at night, the sounds are magnified, friend. I don't know if it was a little frog jumping, but when I tell you it felt like a bear, everything sounded so much louder. There's little crinkling of leaves going on each side of me, and I can't see them because I got to keep the flashlight in front of me so that I don't fall. And I remember I really just wanted to cry. I ain't gonna lie, because I was thinking, oh, great, this is it. I die in a forest being eaten by animals I've never seen because it's too dark to see them. So I just kept on walking and I kept my flashlight focused on the steps ahead. And eventually I did make it out of the forest. I did take the wrong path and I ended up in a parking lot that I did not know. But this couple was driving their car past me and they ended up picking me up. Thank God they were good people and not from one of those documentaries I watch every night before I go to bed. But they took me to the parking lot where my car was and all was well. But what I gained from this experience was, of course, a few valuable life lessons. But in my spirit, it spoke to me as well, because as I'm traveling down this path, there was darkness all around me. There were sounds that were unfamiliar. There was fear that awaited what seemed like every turn. But I had to focus on the light and on the steps that I was making to move forward, right? I had to keep the light on the path that I was on so that I could stay focused on that light and my steps so that I could get to where I was going. And that spoke volumes, because I think the same thing happens to us in life. I think sometimes as we are on the path that God has carved out for us, there is so much going on around us in the world that we become distracted by the noises, that we become overcome by the darkness, and that we take our eyes off the light and begin to drown in everything that's going on around us. And I think that if we could just get back focused, continue to focus on the step ahead, because maybe you can't see, you know, what's 10 steps ahead. Maybe you don't know what lies ahead on the path, but you do know what's right here. And you do know that the light, if you focus on it, will continue to illuminate the pathway so that you get to where you're going safely. And if you just keep walking step after step, focused on the steps that you have in front of you, focused on the light, which is God, you'll get to where you're going and pretty much unharmed. So yeah, sharing my little journey and how I definitely could have did that better, but there was still something to gain in that. And I think that's life, right? The Bible says that all things work for the greater good of those who love the Lord. That is in Romans chapter 8. And I think that that was one example, because I definitely could have tumbled through the forest and been done hit my head on a rock somewhere. A little animal could have came up and anything could have happened, child. I could have got out in that parking lot and the people that picked me up could have had me on an episode of Snapped or something. Anything could have happened. But by the grace of God, even though I made some mistakes, even though I took a wrong turn, even though I was not prepared, God still covered me and everything still ended up okay. So if you're in a season right now where you feel like you're surrounded by darkness, where you feel like you really don't know where you're going and you took a wrong turn somewhere, I just want to let you know that if you stay focused on the light, if you stay centered on the path that God has you on, if you stay, you know, concentrating on Him, He'll bring you out of that and you'll have learned some things along the way. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the opportunity to gather today. You say where two or more are gathered, you are there also. So I know you are in the midst right now, and I thank you for that. I thank you for the opportunity to fellowship. I thank you for, God, the darkness and the light. Lord, maybe we wouldn't recognize light as what it is if there weren't dark spaces. So Lord, we thank you for the darkness. We thank you for the opportunities to grow. We thank you for the seasons where we couldn't find a way out. And because of that, we looked a little bit harder for you. Lord, so we thank you for everything that you provide us in this life and how you use all of it to just bring us closer to becoming the people that you created us to be and given us the opportunity to help others along their journey as well. So Lord, I thank you for all that we are. I thank you for all that you have created us to be. I thank you for all of the steps that lie ahead. And I thank you for the journey that we've already been exposed to, Lord, because we know that you say it all works out for our greater good. So thank you for what you are doing in this space. Thank you for all that we will go on to be as we move forward. Lord, I claim victory on the paths of those that are just beginning the race. Lord, we know that sometimes we can get winded. Sometimes we can get tired. Sometimes as we are running along the trail, we are not prepared and we didn't plan things out as we should have, Lord. But we know that you'll make provision and that in the places that we fall short, you will send people to lift us up. So we thank you for that as well. Lord, thank you for everything in this season, Lord, and thank you for everything that is included in the next. We know that what is coming is better than what has been. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining today, friend. Invite a friend and meet me here next time. Later.